Now, let me ask everyone listening right now, including you guys. You guys ever, like, know that you have something to do, but you just don't do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is that? Like, and then you complain about having so much to do. Like, I don't know why I'm the way that I am. But I can procrastinate with the best of them, damn it. So, oh, you're choking right now? You need me to save your life? Well, I don't feel like putting on a bra today, so... You're going to have to get it together and save your own life, because I'm not going to get there until the last possible moment. So, you know, because I'm in my...
Big squeeze.
Right.
Back.
Yeah, just run to end of a chair.
The no-bra person, you probably just want to, like, not stare at their boobs. Let them be with no bra in their own fucking...
Damn right.
...time.
Like, I'm in my 30s, so I'm exhausted, okay? Like, we're geriatric millennials here.
Geriatric millennials.
That's right.
That's
weird
as well.
Yeah, shit.
Geriatric millennials.
Because, listen, we barely have energy to eat. Nah, I'm supposed to save your life. Y'all want too much. All right, so today I've got some fun topics and games that I want to play and share with you guys. So just an assortment of silly per the usual. You guys ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
So right here on the Professional Silly Podcast, let's get it, y'all. So, oh, by the way, pictures can be found on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And before we get to the silly, do me a favor and leave a 5-star and written review on whichever platform that you're listening to. Hook up your Audible boo-fang with the opportunity to earn more listeners. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and download the episodes so you can get pro silly with me without needing Wi-Fi or data. And make sure you guys are doing that for all the podcasts that you're listening to. It helps all of us way more than you know. It puts us into the algorithm. So any podcast that you're listening to weekly or daily, you'll hook us up with that 5-star review and help out your favorite content creators. All right, so first... As because it is February, it's Black History Month, you know what I'm saying? So who is ready for some Black History awesomeness real quick? Who's ready for that?
Let's hear it.
Absolutely.
Yes! Now, as you know, or as you're about to find out, every Black History Month, I like to share a Black History fact with you in the beginning of each episode before we get to the silly. And it's my way of celebrating this month. So sharing this information with others is how we keep Black History alive, because it does matter. So let's go ahead and get our black on, y'all. Ginger Willie, it's okay to laugh. It's all right.
If no one knows, we are white, and we want to be as respectful as possible.
Yeah, you know, that silence was like, yo, is it okay? Like, yeah. I love it. All right, so here we go.
Just want to be transparent. You know?
Well, you love
it. We're not quite that way.
They are Grand Rapidians. Okay? They got this.
Dutch motherfucker.
So I want you guys to meet Marie Van Britten Brown.
Cool.
I'm about to tell you. Marie Van Britten Brown.
Marie Van Britten Brown.
She is an African-American inventor who helped us feel safe. Let me explain. Okay, so she was an inventor, the inventor of the first home security system. So Homegirl, yeah, right? Homegirl has created... is credited.
What's she had? Bells on a string?
No, bitch.
What the fuck?
Bells on a string.
What fucking year was this? First of all, that name sounds so like 1679. You know what I mean? Like, what did she do?
So she's credited for with inventing the first closed circuit television. So it helps us feel safe. Like, I thought she was.
Oh, wow.
So she was born
she's
in Queens.
Like in the 60s or the 70s.
Yeah. Well, no, we're talking about like in the 20s. Yeah, let me get to it. So she was born in Queens, New York in 1922. Okay. And technology, obviously, at that time was mad different than it is today. So they didn't have Wi-Fi or even dial-up. Poor people. Times were hard. So,
what did they do? They went outside?
Well, what's outside? What's that?
Like,
what?
They actually had fun.
I don't even think they had Big Macs then. Was McDonald's out?
It was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Hold on. Alexa, when did Big Macs come out?
Not back then.
Well, 1967. Okay. Alexa, be quiet. We're done with you. So, no, yeah, Big Macs run out. Yeah. See, these are the important questions that we have to ask.
Burger King was out first.
Well, Burger King is trash. I don't eat that shit. So, Marie was a nurse, and her husband, Albert Brown, was an electronics technician. And so she was inspired by the security risks that she constantly had to deal with in her neighborhood. Crime was just running wild in her neighborhood, and she was fucking sick of it. So she found a way to create a system that would help her know who was on her property when she wasn't home and be able to contact the police as soon as possible. So this is pretty much, honestly, Simply Safe and Ring and all that, ADT. None of that would exist without her contribution.
I get that.
So peepholes, that's where it all started. So all she needed for her original invention were peepholes, monitors, a camera, and a two-way microphone. Then eventually, an alarm button was created to press and immediately contact the police. So Marie and Albert, they filed for a patent August 1st, 1966, with the title Home Security System Utilizing Television Surveillance. Okay, that was the name of it. And it was approved December 2nd, 1969.
Okay,
wait.
69. That name is very fitting for her full name.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. So I love this. Like, she is consistent.
Oh, yeah.
I love
it. Oh, yeah. Now, she's received a National Scientist Committee Award. And as I said before, Simply Safe, Ring, ADT, and more would not exist without Marie Van Britten Brown. So boom, I just dropped some knowledge bombs on all you motherfuckers. So everyone just got to experience a mind-blowing emoji moment.
I am like, who the fuck are the National Scientist Committee?
Google it. Like, I'm not writing a book report.
I know.
Google that shit.
I want to know now.
Thanks for sharing. I know it's really great, and you know, Black History happened more than just in February as well. So
yes,
I would
yes.
highly recommend people like Googling Black History every day, and they actually post like something that either someone who created or just someone who was a total badass who was African American. So
I love it.
We need a longer month.
Well, if you go back to 2018, I did an episode about the history of Black History, and you can find out there why it's in the month of February, and actually it started off as Black History Week. But all that information is there in that episode. Go ahead and check. Some more minds.
You're gonna blow my mind.
Yeah, dude. I am not a fan of ranch. I'm just not. I'm not.
I'm not. Hard same. I despise ranch. It is legit hot garbage. I hate that shit so much.
Yep, I have to buy my own and sneak it in. I have to hide it in the back of the fridge.
When he dips his pizza in ranch, because that's like some Midwesterner shit that happens all the time.
Gross.
I side-eye him so hard. I'm like, that poor pizza.
That's really the only thing that I use ranch for is like dipping frozen pizza in. I don't put it on salad or...
What?
You don't put it on salad? What about buffalo wings?
Blue cheese for buffalo wings.
Same,
yeah.
Same.
I agree.
Yeah. That's so funny. Like, ranch is made as a dressing, mostly, like, and he doesn't even use it for that.
I call it the Black people's dressing because, you know, they put it on everything.
Ranch and hot sauce. That's what we usually like.
No. Ranch, lemon pepper sprinkles.
Okay. So, depending on the hot sauce and, I guess, the ranch, because I have done food allergies. But it has to be hot enough for me not to taste the disgusting.
You gotta try this now. I gotta mix some habanero sauce in my ranch.
Well, I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people in this world who overuse ranch, and they probably use it as a lubricant for sex too. Disgusting people.
Oh, God. Oh.
I just think people need more diversity in their condiments. Like, come on. Now, with that being said, whipped ranch is now a thing. Like, in a can, the whipped cream will come out of. Yeah, they got it like ready whipped ranch and shit. Like, I don't know why, but they call it flip whip. If you guys want to go ahead and look that up and Google it, it's fine. I went to the website flipwhipdip.com.
And are you serious?
That's a mouthful of shit. Flip whip dip.
Flip whip.
It says here that flip whip the flip whip flips the dip world on its head with classic flavors whipped to creamy perfection so that they jazz up crackers and veggies or give pizza and wings a new groove. Oh, so and it comes in blue cheese too.
Say pizza.
I could see that for like carrot dip if it's like whipped and airy.
Yeah, that might be, like, yeah.
But that's veggie dip. That's not ranch. I don't want ranch for my carrots.
Yeah, I like the veggie dip.
So it's like the cheese. Blue cheese and I don't want whipped blue cheese. Like, just, I don't know. Something about that makes me, like, kind of, like, just stop.
How do you whip blue cheese?
I don't know, dude. It's
yeah,
like,
stop.
Like, there will be a photo of it on the podcast Instagram, but if you guys want to Google it and take a look at what it looks like,
check it out.
So is it
not chunky if it's whipped?
I'm assuming not.
Does it not have the cheese in it?
I'm assuming not. I don't. I refuse to purchase this product, so I don't know.
So clogged if it was chunky.
That'd be so weird. I don't lie. I am not intrigued by this because I want my dips to be dips.
I try homemade blue cheese whipped dip.
What?
Homemade.
Homemade whip dip blue cheese?
Whatever the foot dip shit, whatever the fuck that shit
dip
said.
Shit.
There it is.
So you just put blue cheese with a whip.
There it is.
That sounds weird.
And you just like whip it in your hand.
In the food processor.
Stand mixer.
I mean, I'll say this. I fought DVDs when they first came out. You know, I was like, you can't even rewind them. That's dumb. But I could be wrong about the whip flip dip. I don't know. Like.
Wait, how do you even know how to say that shit?
Wrong, but I'm with you, Amber. I am not trying it.
Yeah. So here's what I do want to try. I want both of you each to try to say, I want you to say flip, whip, dip.
Flip,
I want
to
hear you guys say that.
It sounds like flip, whip, dick.
What, flip, whip, dick?
Try to say flip, whip, dip three times in a row as
flip,
fast
dip,
as
flip,
you
dip,
can.
Flip, whip, dip.
I'm really, really trying hard. Like way harder than I needed to.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Next up, have you ever heard of a story and wondered if it was someone who was drunk that it happened to, or were they just a kid? Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Wait, what? Hold the fuck up.
Yeah, you
drunk
heard what the fuck I said.
Kid?
Yeah, we're about to play a game.
Okay, let's
play. All right. And as drunk adults, but what if I told you that I have a few weird stories about both? And here's a question. Do you think that you would be able to guess if this story happened while someone was drunk or when they were a kid? You guys think you'd be able to guess when I tell you?
Let's do it.
Let's try it. It's 50-50.
You think, oh, Willie's like, oh, I got this. All right, now, Chris, your job is to not look at my fucking mom.
I'm not.
Because you want to play, right?
I'm not.
All right. He's a cheating whore.
I'm not.
Okay. All right, here's the first one. And it says here.
She turned the screen brightness down,
I
y'all.
Sure did. I don't trust you. The first one is, pissed in my cat's litter box because I was mad at my mom. Was this person drunk or was this person a kid? Willie, you go first.
I say a kid because they said they're mad at their mom.
They're mad at their mom? All right, Ginger, what do you think?
I'm still at my mad at my mom, and I'm an adult, but I'm going to also say a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris, what do you say?
Anybody knows it's a kid. Huh? Definitely a kid.
A kid?
Yeah.
All right. The answer is... Stop.
I'm not looking.
The answer is a kid.
Yeah.
It was a kid. Yeah, they kind of gave it away with that. But I've been mad at my mom, and I'm in my 30s. Sometimes I still get mad at her.
You piss in her goddamn cat litter, though?
No, well, the cat's mine, so if I want to piss in my cat's box, I fucking will. No one's going to judge me.
Okay.
I clean it out.
I'm going to pee on her other stuff.
Yeah, like her shoes or something.
The wigs.
All right. Right? Number two. Here's the second one. Who ate a Power Ranger action figure to fight off the infection? Was this person a drunk or was this person a kid? Lily, you go first.
Who is that again?
Can we read it again?
Sorry.
Drunk.
Yeah, I'm with Will. That's a drunk person move.
What about you?
I mean, it sounds more like meth than drunk, but
you're not wrong.
Like, shit sounds crazy.
Like, hanging in from fucking shit and being a Power Ranger or something.
And it's funny because we bring up meth in this podcast at least once, and I'm not even sure I have meth in this episode. I'm sorry, listeners.
Well.
Chris got it covered, and we'll continue with that shit. That's crazy.
Who ate the Power Ranger action figure to fight off the infection? It was a drunk adult. They actually added something to this one. It says, my friends still rag on me for to this day, though I did call my mates into the bathroom because his legs were sticking out of my shit, and we all laughed until we cried. What a beautiful memory that they just can share forever.
The legs rolled.
Hopefully the action figure didn't do like any damage to his intestines.
I hope so too. I hope it was a mini action figure.
I hope it didn't do any damage because you never know.
That is some crazy shit.
I had a drunk guy in my front yard one time, right? And I woke him up and he was like, I'm looking for the handle to the rock because the 89 bus is late.
What?
Yeah.
He was drunk.
Yeah. So it's possible. It's possible.
I mean, let's be honest. If he really wanted to fight the infection, he probably should have eaten a Ninja Turtle instead. So that's him. That's his problem.
Sounds like Shrooms.
All right, number 3. Right? That's valid, isn't it, Ginger? I feel like. You know, this gives me another question here. Everybody listening, you can let me know on the podcast Twitter or the on the Professional Silly podcast Facebook group. But here's a question. Who would really win in a battle? Like Power Rangers versus Ninja Turtles. Willie, what do you think?
Oh, the Power Rangers have their mechs, which, you know, I don't know if the Turtles can compete with two Godzilla-sized robots.
Yeah, see, that's not even fair. They have to morph into shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's morphin' time. Shut the fuck up. Like, it's not fair. Ginger, what do you think?
I say Ninja Turtles because they're better than Power Rangers, and I will fight you for that.
Same.
Like, will fight you on the internet about that.
Yeah.
If they leave their vehicles at home.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Ninja Turtles are winning.
Oh, yeah. If it's just Power Rangers, like, without their morphin' shit, and it's the Ninja Turtles in like an actual like hand-to-hand combat, the Turtles are gonna wipe the floor with their little colorful uniforms. It's a wrap. Chris, what do you think?
I'm not responding to this monster.
All right, number 3. Drunk or a kid, who ate a hole through their paper plate because the spaghetti tasted so good? Drunk or a kid? Willie, you go ahead first.
I've done that as a kid and as a drunk adult. Spaghetti on paper plates usually ends up like that. I'm gonna say drunk.
Okay. Ginger, what about you?
I'm gonna say a kid.
Oh, okay. Chris, you?
I'm gonna say a drunk kid.
A drunk. This is not about your life, okay? This is not about your childhood.
A kid.
All right, so the answer is a kid. I would have assumed drunk, but I've eaten some weird things fucked up before too, so but that was a kid.
Spaghetti with ranch foam.
Oh, God damn it.
But you know, I know people that put ranch in their spaghetti. That's gross.
I mean, you know, our cousin Marcus puts lemon juice in every fucking thing, so he's weird.
He did.
Like, Chinese food, spaghetti, like, it doesn't matter. He puts lemon juice on everything. Yeah, everything. You live with him, you know he's weird.
He carries around, like, a spray bottle with the lemon juice in it.
I know he eats yeast.
Evenly distributed?
I don't know, dude. I don't understand, but he does it for everything he eats, and I think he's weird. Hey, Marcus. So all right, number 4.
There's gonna be a spray bottle for you.
We should get him a lemon juice spray bottle for Christmas. Like, you think he'd use it? Number 4. I took a half hour nap on the floor of a hotel elevator. Was this person drunk or were they a kid? Willie, you up first?
I said drunk.
Oh, you said drunk? What about you, Ginger?
This is definitely a drunk fucking move for sure. Like, ooh, this floor is comfortable.
Definitely.
What'd you say, Chris?
Oh, drunk.
You say drunk? All right, so this person was a kid. And they added on some shit here. It says here, I was a theater kid in high school, and every year there was a big conference where all the high school theater groups stayed downtown for 3 days and did theater workshops. I left the convention center early because I was super tired and I had to walk back to the hotel by myself at night and downtown Denver as a 14-year-old girl. I have no idea how I'm still alive, to be honest. So she was.
I know for your ass. That's how you're still alive.
They were in high school. I can picture like a 2-year-old taking a nap in an elevator.
Whole ass 14. I feel like I was old enough not to sleep on the floor of an elevator. I feel like.
Right.
All right. This is the last one.
First of all, it's not a kid.
That's a kid to me.
14?
That's a kid to me.
A kid?
They're a child.
When I hear kid, I'm thinking like 5 to 9.
I feel like a kid is from like birth five to like nine. 17.
5 to 9.
Even 18 feels like a kid to me, but that's because I'm old.
You're a child before your frontal lobe develops. Yeah. So you do dumb shit and society says you're 18 as a kid, but like... That's
yeah.
not another conversation. They are babies. They are children. They are not of age by the eyes of the law. They are babies.
I know that's right. Fucking kids. Last one. Who peed on the floor and then drank an entire bottle of chocolate syrup? Were they drunk or were they a kid?
Wonderful.
Can I go last this time?
Sure. Go ahead, Chris. You want to go first?
Kid.
Kid? All right, Ginger?
I say kid as well.
You say kid? What do you say, Willie?
I'm gonna go drunk then and try and come back and tie up the score.
You okay, there we got. We got kid and we got drunk. Ladies and gentlemen, the answer is drunk. He was drunk. It goes on to say, I peed on the floor in my own house, drank an entire bottle of chocolate syrup, and got pissed when I couldn't make chocolate milk because someone drank all the syrup.
God, all that sugar would ruin me.
Right.
Ruin me. It would go. I'm not even gonna speak of how it would ruin me. It would just ruin me.
It's like I'm ruined. I'm done. It's crazy because like
all that sugar would fucking ruin.
She's like I can't even. It's funny because like all of these, no matter like either story, it could have been a drunk or a kid, because when you think about it, drunk people, they're just tall ass adults with money, you know, like yeah. I mean tall ass kids with money. Yeah, they're just, you know, they're just drunk making toddler decisions that affect their lives for the rest of their life. Right.
Yeah, I don't drink anymore because I did some dumb decisions when I was drinking, that's for sure, when I was younger.
It's a small anecdote. On my 21st birthday, I was in Savannah, Georgia, and I got so fucking buzzed. I used to work in City Market at this bar called Bar Bar, which is surrounded by other bars, you know? So all the bartenders in the area know each other because we got to work at the same time. Sometimes we go see if they can make change for something, you know, etc. So during my birthday, we went to all the bars in the surrounding area. I was getting free shots left and right. I was drinking everything that was offered because, you know, I was 21. I was stupid. Everything. When I tell you, Ginger, Willie, Chris, I got so fucked up that I tried to go home with a homeless man. Now, mind you, I'm a lesbian, one. Okay, that's the first one. This man had no home or shoes. If it was not for my friend, Brooklyn, her name is Brooklyn Brooks, it's so great. Brooke is what we call her. If it was not for her...
You're the best.
My God, she saved my life. Like, I could have gotten lice at the very least. Like, it would have been not a good time.
Like, you're horrible.
On my 21st birthday.
I mean, like, if you don't almost get arrested on your 21st birthday, did you really do your 21st birthday right?
No.
That's the question.
Or even, like, almost go home with a homeless man.
I mean, one of those things has to happen, or you're just not having a 21st birthday correctly.
Yeah, our friend got us kicked out of the bar, and it was a night, and I'm glad I actually remember it. Wow.
I threw up a rainbow. I don't even know what it was. There were so many colors.
Ships would give you because they're like, they're going to drink anything. You're ready to get fucked up.
Oh my God. Next up, top 10 rudest celebrities. Who made the cut? It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So many of us have had an idea of how a celebrity would be in person. There are a few that you just look at and you just know for a fact that they would be so kind. Like, for instance, Betty White. May she rest in peace. I cannot imagine anyone having a foul moment with Betty White. And if you have, keep that shit to your fucking self, because in my mind, she's an angel, and I don't want you to fuck that up for me. But have you guys ever met any celebrities that were, like, rude to you? Have you ever had that experience?
Yeah, one time when I was eating at Olive Garden in Grand Rapids, Bill Lambier was eating at a table right over from us. This was like in the 90s. He was like in the Chicago Bulls, and he was like one of the best basketball players in the world, and he was a big white guy playing in the NBA. And so he was like the famous NBA white guy.
Okay. I don't sports ball, so
he had a super, sports ball.
He was famous for fouling people. He even had a Super Nintendo game.
That seems like a white guy thing to do, I'm just saying.
He had a Super Nintendo game called Bill Lambier's Combat Basketball. It was like futuristic with like saw blades in the floor and rockets, and you could follow people because he was a mean basketball player. And I didn't even know who he was, except for that this was before the video game came out, but like my parents were like, hey, that's Bill Lambier over there, go ask for an autograph. So I took my Kool-Aid hat over there, and he signed my Kool-Aid hat, but he was kind of a jerk about it.
That sucks. What about you, Ginger? You have any weird or rude experiences with any celebrities?
When I was a kid, there's like this local like celebrity here in Grand Rapids called Miranda, and she did a lot of stuff with like kids, and she always seemed positive, right?
Yeah, she was like the Fox Kids party in the park person.
Mm-hmm. And she still is, and she's a giant cunt, and I said it. I was like 7 or 8, and my mom and I were at a Family Fair grocery store, up like, more north, towards like the Knapp Street one, and I was like, Mom, that's Miranda, and she's like, go say hi to her, and I was like, hi, Miranda, she's like, get away from me, kid. She literally said, get away from me, kid, and I went back crying.
She broke your little child heart.
Okay, and I just was like, I'm fine.
What
like,
a
I
bitch.
I didn't want to talk to Mom because my, like, I just was so crushed. So, fuck Miranda, she's a giant cunt, and I hope she
stubs
her toe every day.
You know what? Yeah, fuck her. What about you, Mello? Have you had any weird celebrity moments? Like, rude-ass celebrities that you've met?
Just Beyonce.
What? When did you meet Beyonce?
The Beehive is coming.
2005. It was like 2005. She was still part of Destiny's Child, or maybe she just went. I don't know. 2005. But she was at the airport. It snowed in. I wanted the autograph, you know?
Just
couldn't get close to
it. I just want everyone to know that Mello has nothing to do with the Professionally Silly podcast. I have never said a bad word about Beyonce, and I never will. So, at Mello.
Album, and should have wore one album of the year. But if you have a, you know, a video game to talk about, Mello, you can come on here.
Grand Theft Auto!
Yo, when is that gonna hurry up and come to fucking, Meta Quest? Like, I've been waiting for a while. Hurry up. Get it together. I wanna see a stripper's, like, stripping virtual reality-wise. Through the game.
Do you?
It's the only reason I want them to put it
on. Do you really wanna see that?
Why wouldn't I?
So what was the name of that movie? Like, Minority Report or something? They went to, like, a, whatever you could think of, they had it, like, 3D.
Oh, I think that was, yeah, you can, like, create whatever the fuck. Was that Inception? Bitch, I don't know. So let's get back to these rude-ass celebrities here. So what I want to do is I want to see if you guys can guess if a couple of celebrities might have been on the top 10 list of the rudest celebrities. So this is coming from thetop10s.com, and I want you guys, I want you to guess a few celebrities, and I'll let you know if they're on the list. Hey, Ginger, why don't you go ahead, and I'll give you 3 guesses, and see if you can guess if any of these celebrities are on the top 10 list.
All right, so I will say Barbra Streisand, shit,
not even on the top 25. Wow.
Brad Pitt. And God, I don't usually pay attention to celebrities.
Right.
Unless
fuck them.
And Amber Heard. I'm gonna say Amber Heard.
No, they're not on.
Both of them are horrible people. Just to put it out there, both of them, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, are horrible.
All right, I got three.
All right, what you got?
I'm gonna guess Ellen.
She's a bitch.
Chevy Chase.
Oh.
And oh, what's the next one? I had another one. Tom Cruise?
Let's see.
Tom Cruise has one front tooth. One front tooth. I am
that's a Scientology guy, right?
Yeah, I picked him. All right. Oddly, they're not, according to this list, on the top 10 list, but I'm going to start from 10.
No.
Oh, what? Oh, did you want to guess?
What about Barbara Walters?
Nope.
Donald Trump.
Ooh, he is on the top 25 list, but not the top 10.
Okay, Mariah Carey.
Let's see.
Mariah.
I'm looking, bitch.
Mariah.
Nope. She's not even on the top 25.
She's not a real diva.
I mean...
But she apparently has a wine cellar that Eminem wants to stay in. So.
That's true. Oh, actually, Donald Trump is on number 6.
Really?
Yeah, he's number 6.
He's a piece of dog shit. A useless waste of human skin.
I can't disagree with you. Number 10, we're going to start with 10. Charlie Sheen.
Ah!
Yeah.
I can see that.
Tiger blood
and the AIDS. And probably some syphilis, too, if he's going that crazy.
AIDS doesn't make you rude.
That's why I said syphilis.
That's why I said syphilis.
I doubt it. I mean...
Does syphilis make you rude?
I think it makes you, like, go, like...
Doesn't it, like,
it does make you go crazy. Yeah, it's your brain.
If it goes untreated, like, you will go, like, actually insane.
Damn, we gotta stay
turns you into a zombie.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We gotta stay away from Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, right? Number 9, Aubrey Plaza.
Who's that?
She is the chick from Parks and Recreation.
What's that?
What?
Yeah,
the bitchy girl?
Yeah, yeah, look at her face.
Well, that's too bad, but Chris Pratt is also...
I know her.
ACAB includes Chris Pratt. And he's probably number 1.
Oh, and this is only according to the top10s.com, so obviously any other site might give you another group of celebrities, you know?
That's
so,
fine. Totally.
Number 8, Lena Dunham.
Who's that?
So, Lena Dunham,
yeah,
she...
I heard she's a piece of shit.
Yeah. She's a creator and writer of the HBO TV series Girls.
What is that?
She also likes to rip. She's like one of those white ladies that likes to rip off like other people's culture. She's a culture vulture.
Oh yeah, I've heard that.
Culture
about
vulture,
her.
I like that.
Shit.
She's
I've
ugly.
Heard that about shit. Chris looked at her photo. She's ugly. I'm like Jesus Christ.
She is ugly too, but yeah, she like tries. She like is a white person trying to write from. People's perspectives that she would have no idea.
Got you.
Yeah. She's one of those. Okay. Number 7 is Amy Schumer.
No.
That's what it says.
Get out of here.
That's what it says.
Hello.
Period.
I love Amy.
And by her comedy, honestly, are you surprised?
Yes. I'm not.
Like, for real.
Someone's comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love it. Number 6, Donald Trump. We already discussed that one.
He should be number 1 on the nastiest piece of shit in the entire universe forever.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. All right, number 5, because we already know Donald Trump, but number 5 is Miley Cyrus.
Wow.
Which is, I kind of disagree with that because I've met Miley. And I had a great...
She's pretty dope.
Yeah, she's a really nice person, but somebody probably caught her on an off day. But when I met her, she was super sweet, took a photo with me. It was great. Because I was on the set of the movie they made, The Last Song, and that's where she and Liam first got together. Their relationship is split now, clearly, but I was there for the beginning. And this is back before she cut all her hair off. Her hair was super long. I met her and her mom. And we were on set in Tybee Island in Savannah, Georgia. And unfortunately, one of my coworkers, because our restaurant was there for the carnival scene, he had a heat stroke, so he passes out, falls back, and his shoulder hits a table, and he dislocates his shoulder. He's not responding. And so Miley sees this, runs over to the table. The ambulance, they run over behind her, or the EMTs, they run over behind her, and she holds my guy Franco's hand and says a prayer, you know, because she was very concerned. She was really sweet, really nice person. I disagree with this one on this list, but that's what top10s.com says.
It's a Yin Yang Twins song, Miley Cyrus, in my head whenever I hear her name.
I love Miley Cyrus. She's fun. I would definitely do shots with Miley Cyrus. 100%.
I would be around y'all doing shots and, like, cheering
you on. You can do shots of, like, lemongrass tea or something.
I don't
Yeah. We'll get you a mocktail.
Mocktail?
Yeah. Number four. Oh, God, what were you saying?
Just something with no, like, lemongrass.
Got you. Unless it's on chicken, then I'm good. Number four is Shia LaBeouf.
He's a dick.
I've heard some stories about him, and he's not a really nice guy. I've heard.
Well, he also, like, grew up in Hollywood, so he's got to have probably a fucked up, like, way of looking at things.
Definitely has a chip on his shoulder.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. I love it. Number three, Kanye West.
Yeah, I can see that.
That does not surprise me at all.
No, yeah, that's not a shocker. I was wondering.
Who tops Kanye? That's what I wanted to know.
In the last few years, he's been extra problematic.
I'll say, yeah. Number two.
Fuck. Anyways.
Justin Bieber is number two.
Wasn't he, like, dying?
Either, but I also heard he's, like, super nice, too, from other people who met him.
Lyme disease?
He doesn't have Lyme's disease. What are you talking about?
He has some type of disease.
No, he had, like, a I forget what it's called, but it wasn't Lyme disease, but it was almost, it assimilated a stroke, kind of, where, like, half of his face, he couldn't move it, so he had to cancel his concert for that. Yeah, he's better now, but that was, like, last year when it happened, but yeah. And his wife was going through some shit, too.
He eats his tacos, or he eats his burritos from the side.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. I heard they actually they what's the word that it is? They looked into that, and that wasn't even him, apparently.
Yeah, it was just a lookalike.
Yeah, yeah.
Looked similar to him.
If I look like Justin Bieber, I'd go around eating like tacos backwards or something, like upside down or some shit, just to get some attention. Eat my nachos with like a spoon, just to be a dick.
Planet and Albert was Will's son, my stepson was younger. He found this Little Big Planet level. It's a video game with like a bunch of different ways of exploding and killing Justin Bieber.
Oh my god. Video game. I mean,
you can create your own levels. Yes,
and
someone created a level where you just.
That is hilarious. There's a few apps that allows you to like. Beat up George Bush and Donald Trump and shit, so that doesn't surprise me that exists. All right, so here's the number one, according to the top10s.com, rudest celebrity. Number one, Chris Brown.
He's a fucking lady beater, so I'm not surprised.
Not a lady beater. I've never heard that term before.
He beat the shit out of Precious Rihanna. Like, yeah. I've never been a fan of him. I'm not into his music, really.
I like his music, but I don't like him as a person. And that makes sense.
There's lots of people that I love the music, but I hate them as a person.
Wasn't he involved in one of those big dogfighting scandals, too?
Was he? Shit, he might have been. I don't know. Maybe. I know Mike Vick was. 100%.
But I don't know if Chris Brown was. I just know he got shit on, rightfully so, for beating the shit out of Rihanna.
Yeah. Did you guys see the halftime show?
All right, dude, don't like you.
Did you guys see the halftime show?
I watched just the halftime show on YouTube, and it was adorable. Like, yeah. Her and ASAP Rocky are adorable. He is a gorgeous man, and, like, I am so happy for them. Like, fuck yeah.
ASAP Rocky can kick rocks. Only because he stole my woman, and so I feel like my beef against him is legit.
Fan, but at least like, he's a gorgeous man. He is a gorgeous man.
Yeah, he's a handsome. He's a handsome son of a bitch. I'll give you that. That's that. Oh, that bastard stole my family. But so we've got.
Yeah, and then they were in British Vogue too, and she said she. Album later this year, supposedly.
She fucking better. It is. I am owed. If she doesn't, I'm gonna sue her for emotional distress. It's gonna be class A lawsuit. Anybody wants to join in, class action. Just let me know. So we've got.
Put her right on top of this list if she doesn't.
I know that's right. She's gonna be number one. Really, I'm kidding. If you're listening to this, I'm in love with you. Okay, so. I do a segment called Am I the Asshole? So it's a Reddit forum where people share stories and situations, and someone, they kind of want to know if they are an asshole in their particular situation, or situation, if you will. And this is the perfect way to end today's show. So let's go ahead and figure out who the asshole is. So I'm going to read you guys something, and then I want all three of you to tell me your opinion on who is the asshole in the situation. You guys ready?
Hell yeah.
All right. Would I be the asshole if I uninvited my brother from a family trip after figuring out his secret? I'm a 32-year-old female, and my family takes an annual trip, and for years now, we alternate who pays. This year is my year. I dated a guy for 2 years, and let's just say he was incredibly toxic, and I'm in a much better mental space because he was out of my life. My brother, who's 22, is gay and has been in a relationship for 6 months, but hadn't introduced his boyfriend to us. This is odd because we met his previous boyfriends. As the weeks and months went on, I started to ask constantly why I couldn't meet his boyfriend. I started to worry it was some insane age gap between them or something. Yesterday, my brother jokingly took my phone and ran off. So I jokingly took his phone, which he left unlocked. I got curious and looked in his pictures. I saw pictures of my ex. I was confused. Why do you have pics of my ex smiling, right? Then it hit me. I thought my ex was straight, so I needed confirmation. I unblocked him on Instagram to see tons of pictures of him and my brother clearly in a relationship.
This took a turn.
I confronted my brother about it, and he said, I'm sorry, this is why I didn't want to tell you. I didn't intentionally try to date him. He started hanging out with a friend of mine, and it went from there. I really care about him, and you know he's hot, hot, hot. Since, right?
So he's like, you know how it is.
You know he's hot, come on. Since I'm paying for the trip, I'm uninviting my brother along with him, my family thinks I'm wrong for this. Am I the asshole? So what do you guys think, Willie and Ginger? Is she the asshole?
I don't think so. She's trying to protect her peace, to be honest. And if she's not over that relationship, and like her like sibling, if she was close to them, like did that, that's kind of, that's a little sad.
Was she broken up with this guy already before that happened?
Yeah, they broke up already. She broke up, her and the boyfriend, they broke up, but now her ex is dating her brother.
She should be okay with that.
It's just a little weird that he's like, oh, by the way, like 2 days before the fucking,
as long as the boyfriend.
I don't think she is.
As long as the boyfriend's not coming on the trip.
Right.
Yeah, him and just like the brother. Yeah, you got a good point there. Yeah,
that's
okay.
A good point.
She's not the asshole at all, I don't think, personally. Mm-hmm. But she should probably invite her brother and like talk about the situation if they actually.
No, fuck up the family trip. Let's have this discussion about why you should be dating my ex on this family trip.
Or like just tell me about it.
Well, yeah.
About his bad habits.
Yeah, yeah.
You still want to date him, alright.
Well, Chris, what do you think? Who's the asshole here?
I think she was just trying to protect her peace.
I think so, too. Here's my take. I think the ex is the asshole in this situation. Yeah, because, like, first of all, you're dating your ex's brother. You know they're in the same family. You know that can produce drama, and you don't care. Like, you went after your ex's brother. Now, yes, the brother is an adult, and he also, you know, joined in on this, so I also think he's the asshole, too. I don't think she's the asshole for wanting to not invite him. You know what I'm saying? It's her fucking money, and the brother knew what he was doing, and the boyfriend knew what he was doing to the point that they hid it and lied to her. So I feel like that the two of them are the biggest assholes in this story, in my opinion.
That's, like, hiding that, too. Like, if you weren't ashamed, you wouldn't have hit it.
Exactly. You
know, sometimes everyone can be an asshole.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's enough room for more than one asshole.
There's three types of people in this world. Pussies, dicks, and assholes.
And I'm all three. I tell you what. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's... Listen, some of y'all are just overdoing with ranch. Y'all need to calm down. that's the main... Just calm down with the ranch. There's French dressing. There's Catalina. There's honey mustard. There's Italian. There's so many other things. I'm like, calm down. Professionally silly life rules. First of all, I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Shout out to the Grand Rapidians Play Video Games podcast for joining. Thank you guys so much.
Us. We really, it was a lot of fun.
I told you, it's like a morning radio show, but we get to cuss. It's great.
It is the best.
Shout out to Mello from the Tea Kettle podcast.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for joining.
It's always a blessing.
Make sure you guys subscribe to all of our podcasts on whatever platform you're using and leave us all 5-star and written reviews. If this is your first time listening, listen, I hope you come back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet, okay? Also, share our podcast with friends, man. Do not hog all the fun to yourself. The Tea Kettle, Grand Rapidians Who Play Video Games podcast, and, of course, this one, the Professionally Silly podcast. Don't forget to check out the Twitter and Instagram for the podcast at It's Pro Silly, and, of course, join in on the Professionally Silly pod group on Facebook.